last week's parsha that Yitzchak says, "Va'asivi matamim." Matamim means food that has a good taste. So Chazal say as follows: "Ve'ozer b'shem Rav Yosi b'shfar Zimra Omar." Shlosh Shvarim Nemru Al Be'Eitz Sh'Ocha Adam Arishin. In other words, by the Eitz Adat, there were apparently three things that attracted Adam and Chava to the Eitz Adat. There were three things about it that were special. It says Toiv Michael, there was good, had good taste. The Yotzei Na'im, it was enjoyable for the eyes. U'Mosif Chachma, and it added, it was Eitz Adat. It gave Chachma. We see all three from one pasuk. Shneimar v'teira isha ki tov eis amaycho. We can't shutoy the maycho. We see it had a good flavor. Ki taiva hudeinayim. That's also the pasuk. We can't shuyafeinayim. We see that there was a pleasure, a taiva to the eyes. And then it's a v'hatyo. We can't shumoysev chachma. That's the tainu mat. The omar matzko the eisen. Okay. The kain yitzik omar v'osini matamim. What does that mean? Omar, no. Betchira yitzinena min ariya. Beforehand, when I could see, I would get pleasure from seeing the food. The akshav eininena min atam. In other words, he's saying that for me, I need time because I can't be nana from seeing. Person who's, since he was blind, he couldn't see. So the food, it has to have everything in the taste. I didn't look it up, I'm sorry. Mikan, so from here we see, L'sumim she'enam sveyim. A blind person cannot be fully full. Can't be fully satisfied because he can't get the pleasure of the seeing. Lo dami ahu dechamye suglise panya. The cotton. What does this mean? So Rashi says that which means it's not comparable a person who his basket of the bread is empty and he's hungry. So who the chamei sugizei mayo that his basket is full to suffer and he's satisfied. Okay. So there is what Rashi said, but the Matnas Kuna explains it clear. I have it underlined in the Lodamya. Pirish Rashi Va'aruch. Ein adayme misha roa defun of sao. It's not comparable. A person who sees a basket, who raised me lechem, and it's empty, who the fikach nishar rav, and therefore he's left hungry, the misharoya sal mole pas. Second person sees a basket full of bread. Ava bishen oichemenu. He doesn't eat anything. Nasa sova. He becomes full. Baldash Amru Kazal Perikyom Tippers and Yuma Aina Zami Sheshu Pasbisalo. That it's not comparable to someone who has bread in his basket to someone who does not have bread in his basket. So to me this is an amazing chiddush here. It's an amazing chiddush in psychology and human nature. In we know that there is a difference between a person is a person who has pasvisano bread in his basket, he is not, doesn't have as much time as the Gemara in Suvis, I believe. The Gemara says that a person. A regular husband is allowed to be miyachid with his wife. We're not afraid it'll be over in Aveira, even though she might be a Nida. But a person who never, if she became a Nida at the time of the Chasana, at the time of the wedding, so they never had relations together, so he would be usher to have yichud with his wife. Because it ain't a daime, a person who has passed the saddle, someone who doesn't have passed the saddle. So the way we usually understand that is, I always understood it is, that obviously the fact that you have passed the saddle doesn't make you full, doesn't satisfy you, doesn't, being hungry is a natural physical mitzvah. My stomach is empty, so it churns, I'm hungry. I have this, I'm hungry. The fact that you tell me, well, you have bread in your basket, that's not going to make me not hungry. Shad is, I always understood the opposite way, that a person who doesn't have bread in the basket, so he's nervous. He doesn't know, if I don't get to eat this bread now, I might never eat for who knows when. So the nervousness of not having food creates, and if I don't have now, I'll never get it. So the nervousness makes a greater taiva. That's how I always understood it. That the person without pastasado, there's a negative. I don't have it now, and I don't have it later, and it's either now or never. So it makes such a more of an urge. I must take it now, because if I don't get it now, I'll never get it. The other person, he doesn't have that extra urge to get it, because, okay, I'll get it later. So the way I understood it is, the person without pastasado has a positive fuel that adds to his desire. The person with pastasado is neutral, doesn't have any extra fuel, and therefore it goes by whatever is natural physical desire. But the way they say it, Rashi really says it, and the Kuna spells it out much clearer, is that Misha Roya Pastasau, Abishane Okumeno Nasa Save. That by you looking at the bread in the basket, it fills you up. You become satisfied. Imagine such a thing. A guy's hungry. He's hungry because he's hungry. And he takes out a so to speak, what it would sound like, and I don't know if it would apply. Takes out a book of a picture book. He sees a picture of a delicious cake. Okay, not hungry anymore. I mean, it doesn't make, what do you mean? I mean, you saw the picture, makes you not hungry. So I look at the basket, and the basket's full of cake, or full of bread, and that makes me full. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that it's not shot, that it's an absence of a negative. It's a positive. The pastasado somehow can make a person full. I know that my mother-in-law used to always say, I never understood it. I know she understood. She said they were in Shanghai. She escaped from Germany. They went to Shanghai in the late 30s, and she said they were in poverty. And she said that her mother, suffering from hunger, used to stand in front of the bakery, and she used to stare at the cake. And somehow or other, that made her happy. She would sit there and get she was able to eat it in her mind. And she would walk away, she's full, she, you know, somehow satisfied. And that's this idea that somehow or another, the seeing of, I will always go to talk, come back here, seeing of the food, just, you know, it doesn't give you any satisfaction, you didn't satisfy, you didn't eat anything, so your hunger is because you have an empty stomach. And the seeing of the food, if anything, is just more taiva, it's going to make you hungrier. And here he's saying, Rashi says an amazing thing, that seeing the food, since you get a certain pleasure from seeing, and I assume part of the pleasure is that you envision, by seeing it, you envision yourself to eat it, and maybe, probably, it's much better if it's a food that you have that can be yours and you can eat. You know, so you can envision, so you can, in your mind, you can somehow, you can imagine and you can get that enjoyment of eating it in your brain, so that satisfies the taiva. In other words, when a person is hungry and he eats food and he has a tremendous taiva, and then after he eats, he's not hungry anymore. He's not of a taiva. So we always think it's because your stomach is full. Your stomach is full. The taiva goes away. It's not pshat. Pshat is your hunger. The taiva goes away because you satisfy the taiva. To a certain extent, that's pshat. That you had a taiva, you satisfied your taiva. You satisfied your taiva, the taiva goes away. So, I mean, it'll come back later, but right now you satisfied it. So if I can satisfy my taiva just by looking, if a person is able to look at the food and envision, oh, you know, I'll get it later, and I can already enjoy now what I'm going to get later, whatever, that the looking at the food gives me the ability to enjoy it, so he can take away the hunger. I have a great discovery for people that I want to go on a diet, according to this. I should make $1 million. I'll write a new book on how to go on a diet, that before you eat, you stare at the food, and you visualize that if you ate it, and then you'll get the pleasure as if you eat it, and you won't have as much as a desire. But that seems to be, it's a tremendous, I think it's a fiddish in how the tithes work, that we're under the impression that the tithes are a physical need. They're a physical need, and they're, in a sense, what do you want from me? I have a physical need. It seems from here, it's not true. It's not the physical need. It's a mental need. And therefore, if you can substitute, something else, it satisfies it. That's probably pshat. We have the chazal. It's always a very hard chazal in this hand. That Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days, he didn't eat. There are chazals that seem to say that it wasn't a neis. It was alpiderek hateva. That pshat is that he was nene, the way the chazal said, he was nene from Zivan Shechina. Is that he was the nene from Ziv HaShechina, he had a substitution. There was a certain, he's not hungry because he's getting some other pleasure, a different nene. Which means, when I assume it doesn't say that here, it just says you can substitute the pleasure of seeing food with the pleasure of eating food. But I would assume that is true also, that you can substitute it with other pleasures, which means, it would be an amazing story that we think there's certain tithes we have. We have a tithes. What can I do? I have a tremendous tithes for food. I have a tithes for other tithes. I have the tithes. It seems you can satisfy your tithes by, not because you're full. You can satisfy your tithes by having a pleasure. You have the pleasure. You're satisfied. So the tithes is going away. So if I could have a different simcha to give me, if I get tremendous sipta god of learning, nana from Ziv HaShechina, so that can take away my taiva for eating food. Even though I'm have an incoming call. Okay. So even though it's amazing, it's an amazing concept that how we sort of feel that we're avodim to our tithes. There's nothing I can do to make the tithe go away, or I have to suffer. And if I can't fulfill a tithe, then I have to suffer with it. Because the tithe is here, and unless I satisfy the tithe will not go away. The only way is if I fill up my stomach, the taiva will go away. If I can't eat anymore, physically I can't eat anymore, so the taiva disappears because I can't eat anymore. It seems here, a chiddush in Hilchos Taivas, that taivas stem, even a physical taiva like eating, which is so physical, it's based on your physical, it's a body reaction. It's because you're not getting because you want the pleasure. And if I can give you a pleasure, even if it doesn't fill your body at all, then the tithe to some extent goes away. And a person can be what Rashi says and what Niskuna says, just by seeing the food, you can go ahead and you can be satisfied, be full. And I would assume, therefore, that if you could give yourself other pleasures in life, the person could feel good about himself, or his ruchnius pleasures, he could feel that he's accomplishing, then that also would take away a certain amount of the tithes. That we have a trick here to decrease the power of tithes, because by substituting different pleasures, then even such a physical tithes eating would be decreased, because we're satisfied, we're full, and we have no need for the tithes.